Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, kids. It's time for Leave Luck Test Radio with your host, me, Von Kaiser, the German Steel Machine, and
Vanilla Assassin.
What's new, Villa Bean?
Not too much, not too much.
Excellent, excellent. That's what I hear every Saturday at 7. We come on, we talk about video games, interneting, nerding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, well, well. What can I tell you? It's
King Kong Fundy.
There you go, King Kong Fundy. We were off the last couple of weeks, and I apologize for that, but we are back.
I'm so sorry. I was at the hospital.
That's true.
Yeah, that was an emergency.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I should have
asked. Things happen. What can I do?
How you're doing.
I tried coming into the show, but I just couldn't do it.
I'm sorry. I know. You're all right, right?
I had an IV here. I had sticky pads on my chest.
It's so true.
I couldn't just drag myself away from there.
Darn.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. I'm trying to... Yeah, it's raise your voice. I'll figure this out later. So I got some paperwork here. All right.
We've got to raise these needles because they're not moving.
Oh. I don't know. There. My level looks good.
Yours all right. Mine's not.
Yeah?
Mine's all right. Yeah.
No. Yeah? Is it good?
It's not hitting the red.
Oh,
I like hitting the red.
Yeah, no, it should. It should.
But it's not.
Let me see here. I'm sorry. I'm all disorganized. All right. Well, anyway, listen. This is CFMU. This is Hamilton Community Radio. Hamilton, Canada. I wanted to know what you think about this because someone the other day called into a podcast and they said, "Hi, my name is Liz and I'm calling from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada." And I remember as kids, remember we used to address mail Ham Aunt? It was just Ham Aunt. Like, everyone knew what Ham Aunt was.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know why we thought that.
Yeah, we used to be Ham Aunt.
Yeah. But then I wanted to know, sometimes if someone else calls from Toronto, they don't say Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They say Toronto, Canada. So why can't Hamilton just be Hamilton, Canada? Is it because we're just not big enough? Like, we're not well-known enough? Like, where is the line? Why?
No,
is
it, I think it sounds better.
Hamilton, Ontario, Canada?
Yeah, it sounds better rather than... It's more, it ends more abruptly if it's just Hamilton, Canada.
I was thinking this.
It sounds more...
If someone called in from Cincinnati, they wouldn't say Cincinnati, USA or Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. They'd say Cincinnati, Ohio because everyone in the world knows the states for some reason.
I've heard people say Hamilton, Ontario, and that's it, not even say Canada.
Because I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Because then that sounds the best to me. But I don't know if Ontario is as well known as Texas. You know what I'm trying to say?
To the male world, they know.
Oh, well, the male world, yeah.
Yeah,
the male
world, so they know where to, if it's there, they know where to put it. If it's you're calling in to a pod or something.
Yeah. Well, I was.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't know. They'd think it's something like, something to do with Ontario, California or something.
Yeah, exactly. That one always comes up.
They think Hamilton's like a little village around Ontario, California.
Yep. Well, I was at the antique mall today, And I was
the antique mall.
Yeah, and I was looking
What's
through
the
some
antique mall.
Well, it's like a mall where they have.
It's called the antique mall.
Well, there are several of them. I'm not. I didn't mention which one I'm at.
The antique mall.
There's hundreds of them.
Antique mall.
Yeah, it's like a mall, but it's antiques.
Where is it? What do you mean antique mall?
Well, there's one on Ottawa Street, like the Hamilton on the Hamilton Antique Mall.
Oh, like a used shop.
Like the Freelton Antique Mall. They're called antique malls. I don't know.
Like a secondhand store.
Yeah, whatever.
Why is it called antique?
Because they have antiques.
Isn't antique from like 1600s actually, and earlier?
It's funny.
What makes something an antique?
Because the standard has dropped quite a bit. Because right now,
it sounds like it.
It's stuff from the 70s, 80s, 90s is antiques. They just say vintage. And I'm like, okay, that's a M&M clock from the 70s.
Mm.
They literally had a poster of a Klingon from Next Gen. It was on a map board. It's like, ooh, these are fine antiques.
It's anyway, antique.
It's like, okay.
Like when these are
heirlooms.
Antique.
These are heirlooms now. These are what you pass on to your children.
When you're saying antique, I usually think of like Sherlock Holmes period and older.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing.
But anyway, they had postcards, and the postcards were actually filled out. It's called like ephemera. A lot of people collect that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But I was reading a couple of them, and these were from the turn of last century, so 1912 and... You know, earlier.
Yeah.
And they all had 1 cent stamps on them, I noticed. And 1 cent, I know. But you know what's interesting? They were addressed like this. Mrs. Lois Campbell, Paris, Ontario. That was it. That was all they had to write.
That's it.
The mail guy knew. That's it.
The mail, they knew.
They know where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry. They'll find them. They'll find them. How many? Because they knew everyone probably in town. Oh, the Campbells. The Campbells live over there.
Yeah, exactly.
The Campbells live. I thought that was so cool. All right. So it is fundraising time, and we are Leave Luck to Us. This is CFMU. We are local to Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Mm.
And you could be listening anywhere. You may be listening in, I don't know, people listen to CFMU all over the world because we are available on CFMU.ca. We do broadcast on FM, though, 93.3 FM in what we call locally the Golden Horseshoe. Yeah, our transmitter is up at Mohawk, actually. It's on what we call the mountain. I'm doing the show as if our audience is far away. Because like they say, they could be. So we have a feature called the mountain. It's really just a 300-foot escarpment. But, you know, we are the ambitious city, so that's why we call it that, the mountain. But anyway, that's where our transmitter is. So if you're listening in Stony Creek or, I don't know, I think you might be able to get it all the way to Oakville maybe. You know, I don't know.
It's crackly once you start getting into Oakville. Okay, yeah, but I've tried before on my way to work.
Okay, so Burlington, though. And yeah, we are an all volunteer station. That's why we have our fundraising. We do it once a year in March, and we call it Raise Your Voice. And because we ask for support for local Hamilton community radio, that's the beauty of CFMU, that this is a local station, locally operated and run by volunteers
like
who are local. Yeah, we don't get paid for this. We've been doing this 17 years.
You don't?
Can you imagine I found out you're going to have paychecks? No, there are no paychecks here. It's just we come in, we do this because we love Hamilton. You know I love Hamilton. You know it.
I don't do it because I love Hamilton. I love radio.
Okay.
I've always loved radio. True. Ever since I was a young tyke.
True.
I've loved radio.
You are right. I would have to put the love of radio above my love of Hamilton.
Ever since the show.
But you know it's true when I'm not lying when I say I love Hamilton.
No, you do love
Hamilton. Yeah, yeah, okay. It's well known. Like I'm not
It is well known.
Yeah, it is well known.
It really is well known. Everybody in Hamilton knows that you love Hamilton.
I got my love for Hamilton from my dad. And you know what I mean? I don't know.
Why do you keep bad-mouthing it?
I do not. And if I do, it's out of love because I know it could be better. Because this city, it's so crazy because, you know, with current events, everyone's like, buy Canada, buy Canadian, right? And all this.
Buy Hamilton.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing because Hamilton, Ontario, literally, there was not a product in the world that wasn't made in Hamilton. I'm not saying I'm saying like textiles, books, cars, steel, you know,
smoke.
So many products. Hundreds of different things were made in Hamilton. It was industrial hub, and we made everything here until, I don't want to name names, but people outsourced it. Now it's, you know, it's not the same. Yeah, but we used to build stuff in this town.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff.
Definitely. We built a lot.
We did.
If you want to fight the tariffs, listen to CFMU.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. You always get me back to where I want to go.
Yeah.
And then
we get lost.
That's it. CFMU voted best radio station in this year's Hamilton Spectator Reader's Choice Awards. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. And
I think I believe it too.
But you're right. I also, it's radio to me was listening to Dr. Demento under the covers, listening to Art Bell
under the covers. Why were you under the covers?
Listening to Art Bell under the covers. Listening to.
Why were you under the covers? Why couldn't you listen to radio above the covers?
I don't know, but. Something cozy about radio.
Did you have a flashlight in there too?
The Buggles. That's my favorite song. I don't know if you know that. My favorite, my all-time favorite song. I always tell people is the Buggles.
I'm
radio.
I'm not a huge fan of that song.
Video killed the radio star. I know, but I love it because
why nostalgia?
It was the first song ever played on MTV. It is true that video did kill the radio star.
What about tune-wise? Tune-wise.
Well, oh, I love it. It's very poppy to me. Yeah, I like it. But I just like it because it does talk about radio, like. You know, he used to listen to radio late at night. And you know another good radio song? There's lots of good songs about radio.
But there's tons. Yeah, definitely.
What? Radio Gaga.
Queen. By Queen, yes. Yeah.
But I just like the Buggles because it has that old, they put that old-timey filter on the mic. And so it sounds like a voice from long ago. Oh, and you know what I found at the Antique Mall today? And I almost bought it, but I didn't. But I'm going to, now that I know they exist, I'm going to search for more.
What did you almost bought?
I found 1950s, it was dated, a complete transcript of a radio show that was broadcast live. And spoiler alert, maybe I should have saved it. But anyway, I didn't buy this one, but I was reading it and it had all the parts. And I started looking it up. They sell them or you can find them even online. But I thought, for a moment, when I saw it today, I thought, I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give you a copy, and same man a copy.
Yeah.
And we would say it. And that way, that show that aired in 1950, it would be airing again.
I was just about to say
it would be
that
airing.
If you bought it, we would on the show recreate that show.
Recreate it. And it would be.
I will.
I'll buy another.
I'm demanding you to pick that up. I'm sending you out there.
It was $25, but I didn't like the topics. That's why. So, but I started researching. I'm going to find another one.
Yeah.
And we are going to air a show that hasn't aired. It aired once probably in the 30s because they didn't tape shows back then.
Yeah.
But from the transcript, we will recreate the show. It even said what sound effects to do and when.
Yeah.
So it says like ring bell or man screams, right? And we'll be like, ah!
I was thinking about that before. We should do like little plays on.
I know. Little table reads. It'd be good.
Yeah, table reads. Yeah. Sandman's good with sound effects.
Oh, I love it.
He really is.
I love it.
He knows how to make good horse hoof.
Beautiful. I bet.
Sounds walking on cobblestone.
I bet you any money he uses the coconuts. It's
always the coconuts. I have no idea what he uses.
At any rate, if you go to CFMU.ca, you can pledge to. Not to our show. You might hate our show. That's fine. We don't care. It's not for everyone.
We hate our show.
It's true. We're working on it. We're reformatting. Please give us a chance. But what we are saying is that if you appreciate local radio, and you should, because honestly, the number of shows, I'm looking at our winter, spring, 2024, 2025 program schedule, and there are dozens of shows. And these are shows that are playing music that you are not even finding on Spotify. Like, this is just stuff, especially a lot of, on Sundays, you get a lot of international music and programming. And, like, look at these classic shows, Lose Control, Steel City Music, Breakfast of Champions, The Waiting Room, Freewheel and Folk Show, that's a legendary show, The Switch, Next Exit. You know, these are there's lots of new shows. There's always new shows. Honestly, I used to listen to CFMU all the time in high school, and now I'm on CFMU. That's what's shocking. I used to listen to it, and now I'm on it. What about that? Also, rest in peace, Gene Hackman.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good actor.
He was an amazing actor.
He was a good actor.
He was a great, great actor. Ultimate bad guy, like tough guy. Ultimate badass.
He was the greatest he pulled off the greatest angry actor. I was whenever he got angry and punched, I was actually scared. Like
he's scary.
I didn't like him when he did that. That's how intense he was. That's how good he was.
He was oof.
Like he really sounded angry when he got angry. In character.
You are absolutely remember right.
Unforgiven?
Yes.
And he would just...
The Duck of Death?
Yeah.
The Duke.
threw up. I almost threw up how he was
you may that think I'm up. Kicking you, little Bill. Well, I ain't. I'm just talking to you. He's sick.
Dang.
Misfire. he won the Oscar for that. 21 years after he won his first Oscar... For French Connection, Popeye Doyle.
Yeah.
Mississippi Burning. I don't think he won an Oscar, but he was great in that. Yeah. He was amazing in that. Like, he's so, you're right. He's intense. He's just.
Yeah. I had a teacher in high school and he looked like him. He reminded me of Gene Hackman.
He was unbelievable.
Wasn't his mom born in Sarnia?
No, really?
I think, yeah, wow. He has a connection to Sarnia.
They don't make actors like Gene Hackman anymore. Well, I think
it's Sarnia.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
The other thing that he did, which was a little different for him, though, was Lex Luthor.
Yes. Yes.
But he was just a really cool guy. He's just cool. I don't know.
He was an everyday man's actor. That guy.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And he always looked the same age.
That's true.
He always looked like
that's true.
40 or 30. 35.
Yeah. You're right, because even in...
when he was young and then when he was old, he always looked middle-aged.
You are right, because even in Unforgiven, he looked exactly like he did in
but French good. Connection. He looked good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honestly.
He's a good-looking actor.
He was. He's a good-looking man. Like, he I could really look is, at that guy's face all day.
Yeah. Like, I wish I looked like that. That'd be amazing.
No,
I wouldn't be hiding behind a microphone here if I looked like Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
Even just, that name. Gene, is that know, his real name? Even
the name. Gene Hackman.
Is that his real name? Gene Hackman.
Well, I found out, though. I just found this out the other day. When he was on set for French Connection. Directed by William Friedkin, I think you did Exorcist, right? Yeah.
Mm.
He, after day two, he went up to the director, William Friedkin, and said, you got to fire me, man. I can't do it. He's like, what do you mean you can't do it? He's like, this just isn't me. Like, I'm not like this tough guy like this. Like, he's in everyone's face. He's all mad and stuff. And he's like, no, you can do it. And he's like, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable doing it. And then he won the Oscar for it. And it's like you said, like he actually plays an angry guy so well, but it wasn't his nature and he felt weird doing it.
Right.
He said, he's like, I'm really a friendly guy. Like, I don't want to be like this. He didn't like it.
but he pulled it off.
But then he pulled it off to the point where he won the Oscar.
That's an actor.
That is an actor.
I wish I could act like that on this show. Gene Hackman.
Oh, man. Gene Hackman. But
they haven't figured out what happened to him.
I know. It's sad. I don't know.
It wasn't carbon monoxide.
No.
They found out there's nothing in him. Even the pup passed away. How? What did it? What was it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was up there. It wasn't like he was going to.
Yeah, but all three of them.
It's not like he was, you know, but.
But all three of them.
No, I know. No, it is a mystery. It's strange.
It really is a mystery.
It's strange. All right. Hey, listen to this.
Isn't there something you read every year?
Yeah, because.
Something about the bus or something?
Well,
every year you have to say that one part.
I wasn't going to do it this year.
I take the bus.
I wasn't going to do it this year.
But what was that? What? Do it. I like that part.
If you're waiting for it.
Yeah. Okay. It's a special year.
Let's see here. We've had volunteers from under 10 to over 70.
We had volunteers under 10?
Yep.
What do you mean?
Like every year you say that, too.
They had their own show. We had to under 10 with their own shows.
Little Billy's Rock and Roll Hour.
What was the show I wanted to know about? How come I didn't know about this?
Little Billy's Rock and Roll. Yeah, and the show's longer than ours.
School of Rock.
He's got like a 5-hour
show. It can last longer than us. Dang. Dang. That's and over what?
Under 10.
Under 10. But what was the over? What?
70.
70.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's us. That must be us. Yeah. That's us. Some volunteers ride the bus.
That's the one.
From other cities to do shows. And no, but the point of it is that we are dedicated. Like, these people who are doing this are doing it for the love of it, and to serve our community.
Come on, finish it off. Some people take the bus.
No, that's it. That's all there is. But they're... Oh, look at this. There are former CFMU volunteers working all over the world at TV and radio stations. I wonder if Martin Short ever worked here. He was, you know. This is my favorite one. Number 20. CFMU is the official station for emergency broadcast. We are the official.
Oh, yeah, you do like that one.
I do like that one. We are the official station for
emergency broadcast. You always like these serious things. Yes.
So, remember, last year I told you, so if the missiles start flying, tune in to 93.3 FM, because that's where
we'll be right here.
We will be reporting from here.
While every other anchor is hiding, we'll be reporting.
Okay, no, but honestly, we will. You know I will. I will be on the bus down here so fast. I might even get an Uber for that one.
Why don't I just pick you up?
Yeah, that's true. This is Von Kaiser reporting live from the end of the world, the apocalypse. But if you pledge, and you should.
Who, me?
Honestly, we're not asking. No, well, anyone. Yeah, you should pledge too. We're not asking for big donations. We're asking for grassroots support. So $5. If you can donate $5, it really does help. Every dollar helps.
Yeah, but 10 station, would right? help more.
It would. Don't cheap out on us now. Because, come on, this is a lot of free entertainment. How much is this entertainment worth to you? And then multiply it by 100 so we get at least a dollar. But if you do donate, there are some incentives that the station offers, and some of them are pretty good. So there's for $30, 20 out of 10, come on, you get the Friends of CFMU card. Now, that card has tons of discounts for lots of Hamilton businesses, and it goes to show you that there are businesses that understand, like local businesses like CFMU, because it's a community thing, right? And so look at this. Oh, Bart and Bear are on it now? That's great. I actually go there a lot. Dr. Disc, Mark, we love Mark. East Hamilton Cheese Company.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Yeah. That's right. Into the Abyss, James Street Bookseller. Like, look at that. There's a lot of business here, and they offer discounts and little, I don't know what they are. You have to go to each business. Like, they're different, what they offer.
Why don't you ever call me when you're going to these places?
It's true. I should. But look at this. Ooey Gooey's?
Ooey Gooey.
You can go to Ooey Gooey's.
Ooey Gooey. I love Ooey Gooey. Ooey it's gooey. So gooey.
I like the ooey. And then Picks and Sticks. So Picks and Sticks and Ooey Gooey's. It's all the businesses in Hamilton that rhyme. So if it rhymes, then you know they're on board. And the Westdale Theater, the Ship. Oh, have you been?
The theater's on there?
Yeah, Westdale Theater.
No way.
And Playhouse Cinema. For those two alone, $30.
Yeah.
Get the card. And you can do it. You can donate online. You just make a little note that you want the card, and then they will mail you the card. Okay, so they're going to be good from April 1 until March 31 of next year. So you will have a full year of card. And if you give us your email, we'll let you know, because new businesses come on board during the year. So this isn't even a complete list. We don't even know who's going to be on board. Mm. You never know. Let's see. Cars, property. Yeah. Okay. Phone. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, please go to CFMU.ca.
So for our show, it's better if they go to there to donate rather than phone.
Yeah.
Because of our anxiety. We don't have the Sandman here, and we have anxiety. We don't have the
Sandman here tonight.
We have anxiety, so we can't answer the phone.
Normally we have the Sandman, and
he doesn't have anxiety.
He loves answering the phone.
It's just us. It's just the two of us that have the anxiety.
That's it. It's weird. I know, because now it's a bad mix tonight, because it's two.
Yeah. It should have been you and Sandman here, or me and Sandman.
Or you and Sandman. Yeah. Or two Sandmans.
Two Sandmans, yeah. Exact. Two Sandmans would have been the best.
But one of each of us doesn't work. But also, no, because we are on the air, so we can't just run out there, because the phone room is out there in the green room, so we can't answer the phone right now. But we would love for you to pledge. So you could do it two ways. You can call next week. I think the official end date of Raise Your Voice is next Friday. But we often traditionally do it that Saturday as well, just to get in some last minute. So if you want to talk to Sandman, you could do it that way. You could talk to him next week, pretty sure. And or you can go on CFMU.ca. If you do want, and it doesn't matter, because it's not going, like, these donations don't go to our show. They go to CFMU, the station. But if you are a fan of Leave Luck Does, we just want to know. So maybe just let us, because we want to know if that one person who listens to the show told me. That's all. I just want to know.
My mom.
Yeah, I just.
Could you imagine being?
Because I haven't heard from my mom in 3 years. So, Mom, if you're donating, please just let us know you like Leave Luck to us.
Could you be? Could you imagine being a listener, listening to our show, big fan of our show?
Yeah.
Phoning to donate, and the Sandman.
And the Sandman. That's
he's on the Sandman.
Oh no! See, it's ringing, but we can't answer it because we're on the air. Yeah. But that's the real. It should be on the incentive list. $30 friends of CFMU card and talk to Sandman.
Talk to Sandman. Exactly.
But look, for 60 you get the card and a toque. For 100 you get the card, the toque, a journal, and a tote bag. For 200 you get the card, the toque, a journal, a bag, and a hoodie.
Dang!
And to talk Sandman.
Talk to Sandman.
Talk to Sandman hour.
Even we have hearts in our eyes when we speak to the Sandman.
I have asked him many times to start his own show called the Talk to Sandman Hour.
Yeah.
Where he gives advice.
We should do that.
Yeah, just nice advice. And
we should talk to the brass and set that up.
Yeah.
What time slot would you give him? Like midnight or overnight kind of thing?
It could be like a nice...
Would it be like a coast-to-coast kind of thing?
It could be like a nice Art Bell... coast-to-coast.
All the night owls would listen to the Sandman's voice.
Exactly. His
voluptuous voice. Rather than my Blue Jay voice.
I love it. I love it. I don't know how to do this, because I have a pledge, but I don't know how... I will...
You're pledging?
No, we have an actual fan did pledge. I got it before the show started, but now I've got this form I got to fill out. But I'll figure it out later. There we go. We'll do it that way.
So it'd be easier if people don't donate then.
No. It's donate. Definitely donate. Please donate and do it online or call next week and you could talk to the same man if you can wait that long. I know you want to donate now. It's fine.
I donate too personally.
Yeah. Oh, so do I. That's true. I do too because it's not about us. It's about the station.
Yeah.
And this is, remember again, this is your emergency station. So if you don't donate and when the emergency comes, you're not going to know what to do. So that'll be on you. And then you'll be kicking yourself wishing you donated $5. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, because everyone is going to pay their fair share.
Why do you keep saying $5, right? Though? Why not $25?
Because, it's true. $25, $30. Because I know, I don't want, here's why. Because if you can afford $100,
mm-hmm. you're doing it.
But it's those people who are like, oh, all I can give is $5. I don't know if I should bother. You should bother.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
But what if
the $100.
You can only afford a toonie.
The $100 errors. Please, you can afford it, and you're doing it already, I bet, because that's the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Right? Because, whatever you put out there comes right back to you.
It really does.
If you have a toonie, honestly.
In the form of airwaves.
At $2, I'm serious. If you donate $2 and you say, because Leave Luck to Us encouraged you to donate $2, hey.
Hey.
You know what I mean? It's the widow's mite.
Right,
you put in.
That's how we roll.
She gave all she had. Two little coins.
Exactly.
And she was well served. Anyway, that's it for us. So we'll be back next Saturday at 7 with the same man. So we will talk to you then. And thank you for listening. And we will be back then. Bye-bye.
See ya.
The following show is dedicated to Rick Buck.
You're listening to 93.3 CFMU, a radio station supported by valued listeners like you. If you'd like to make a donation to help us continue to serve you, visit cfmu.ca/fundraising.
This musical journey is presented to you by the masters at work. Ministry of Sound, this is for you, the true underground.